And then advice about reducing intraoperative risk to address these high complication rates with regard to infection, so that when laminar flow is available, it should be used. And this is, if you like, peer opinion rather than evidence-based and implant surgery, except for hip implant surgery, that you should minimize the number of people in the theater, either in there at any one time or coming in and out, to use 70% isopropyl alcohol as a skin prep mix of 2% chlorhexidine as a single wash, making sure you dry it off properly afterwards. A single dose of intravenous antibiotics, unless the operation goes on for more than 4 hours. To double glove and not to change your gloves, either double glove and take one off when you're putting the implant in, or wear one pair and put a second one on when you're putting the implant in, but don't take it off over the table. To wash the cavity to get rid of the necrotic tissue, to obviously use a minimum touch technique, and the use of sealed-off suction drains. So some